Hello, everyone out there in GWA land. So, I really enjoy the whole bucket list thing. And it kind of got me thinking about what mine would be. So, this is the sexual bucket list. And yeah. Some things that I would really like to try before I die. So, number 10, I would love to have every variation of a threesome that I can. Two men, two women, a man and a woman. That's definitely something that I really want to try. I just find people sexually attractive, men and women, so why not? I'm kind of a more merrier type person. So yeah, definitely want to do all that. 9, have sex on a balcony. I live in an apartment building that has balconies. And so I have one, and it's this beautiful wrought iron, and I love it. So one of my biggest fantasies is kind of just leaning against the railing, wearing, you know, maybe a skirt, like a short skirt or mid-leg skirt, something, pulled up in the back while I am being fucked by a guy. Yeah, that's a pretty big fantasy of mine, so it's definitely something that I want to do, because, you know, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, so yeah. Number 8, break the record for most orgasms in 1 hour. Currently 134. This is a new thing. Someone mentioned in the comments of my last failed 101. I only made it to 51 over like an hour and 20 minutes. So I really don't think that this is something that I will ever achieve, because I would have to go 135 in an hour. I didn't even know 134 was humanly possible. That woman deserves a huge standing ovation. But that's not going to stop me from trying, and it'll be a lot of fun to try. And who knows? Maybe it'll be the last thing I do on my bucket list, because it could kill me. 7, give a blowjob in a car, moving or sitting. Seeing as how I am a bit of an exhibitionist, I really love the idea of sex in a car, but I particularly love the idea of giving a blowjob in a car. Sort of being bent over the driver's seat with my ass in the air for all to see from the passenger window, and you know, the whole he reaches over and like maybe finger fucks me while I suck him off. That's definitely one I want to do. Got a little distracted there. Okay. 6. Get eaten out in the back of a dark movie theater. I love the idea of getting naughty in like a back row of a really dark theater. So I love the idea of having a guy or a girl on his or her knees in front of me with my legs spread wide and just have them, you know, doing all sorts of delicious things to me. I don't think I would be able to come. For those of you who know what I sound like when I come, I think it would have to be, if I did, it would have to be a really loud action movie to drown out my screams of pleasure when I come. So it would probably just be everything leading up to and stop before. I would also, in the same thing, give head in a theater. I would love to go down on a guy or a girl in a theater. I just, again, the whole exhibition thing, and it just, I don't know, it gets me going. Every time I'm in a theater, I think this would be a really good time to, you know, be next to the person, reach my hand into their pants, and, yeah, play, and have them play with me, and then have them go down on me, and I go down, you know, it gets crazy. So, that's definitely something I'm gonna do. Number five, have an orgy. I think this is gonna be, like, on everybody's bucket list. If it's not, it should. Because, why the fuck not? Why wouldn't you wanna, like, get involved in an orgy with a bunch of people and just, you know, fuck each other senseless? It's, I love it. I love the idea. Because I'm more the merrier, and I don't know, I just love the concept of fucking a lot of people. Number four, have sex in the rain. For those of you who don't know, I did put out a request a while ago for, a concept of a story of, being in a jazz club with somebody, and it's hot and steamy and rainy, and then leaving the jazz club and maybe having sex in the rain, or, you know, various ways. And I love rain. I love thunderstorms. I love getting off. So if you combine those two, I'm pretty sure I'll be in heaven. So yeah, that's a must. I love the whole clothes getting soaking wet and sticking to the skin, and then just your hair plastered across your face, and just water running off of you, and again, the whole exhibitionist thing of being outside, and I just love it. So yeah. Number three, spend a weekend just having sex. Basically, that's it. Just eat, sleep, sex. That's it. You know, with my significant other, just spend, like, one whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'll make it a long 4-day weekend, you know, holiday. Just have sex in between, making sure that we eat so that we don't, you know, die of starvation or dehydration, and sleep, and just fuck the whole weekend, in every way possible. That just, I love that concept, so. Number two, be completely and utterly submissive to my significant other. I don't trust easily, and I want to find a person who I want to completely submit. So that's a big thing for me. I want to get to a point where I am just so trusting and loving of that person that I am willing to not question, even in my own mind, just not question anything that they demand or command me to do. That's a big one for me, and I think that will grow a strong relationship. So yeah. And number one, as cheesy as it's going to sound, make love. What I mean by make love is basically just that connective love that you have with somebody, where, you know, there's all the fun stuff you can do, there's all the kinky stuff you can do, there's all the sex outside, fucking in a car, stuff like that. All of that is great, but to find someone that you connect with and that you just completely and utterly give yourself over to them, and that you just trust and love and care, and every part of your soul sings when you're with them, and then to make love with them, to wrap yourselves around each other, to kiss and caress and just look in each other's eyes and feel that bond, that unbreakable, solidifying bond with somebody. The kind of sex that takes your breath away. And the kind of sex that makes you go, yeah. Yeah, I'm yours and you're mine. That's that. That's definitely something that I want before I die. So that is my sexual bucket list. I hope y'all enjoyed. All right. Bye.